Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. Yay! As you can plainly hear, they are lined up, ready to filter into this year's exposition here at the Meadowlands Exposition Center. Of course, they are marveling at our Scuba Radio Mermaid. Mermaid Angela, how you doing, Angela?
Good, Greg. How you doing?
Good. You feeling good? You're looking good? You're in green this time. I think in Chicago you were orange. Now you've went green. Is that kind of like an Irish thing to kind of, you know, get at one with the locals or what?
I'm still in the St. Paddy's Day feel, you know?
Yeah, it's close enough. Are you guys having fun? Are you ready for the big show or what?
Yeah.
All right, you know, these folks up north here, they are hardcore divers. I tell you not. Every time we come up here to the Northeast, it never fails me to just find out how passionate these folks are. By the way, sir, what's your name?
Doug Smith.
Doug, what are you a certified diver, I take it, or what?
Yes.
So what are you doing here at the show? What are you looking for? What are you trying to find out when you go into Beneath the Sea this weekend?
We're looking to set a trip up to Bonaire.
Bonaire, that's always been on your list? You've been there before, or what?
It's been on our list. It's about time now. And setting a trip up for about 10 people.
Okay, cool. So you're coming here to kind of interface with some of the operators who are exhibiting at Beneath the Sea, right?
Yep, and just have a good time.
Yeah, well, and how can you not have a good time with all the dives? Okay, there they go. Have fun, guys. Enjoy yourself. See, they're all filtering. Thousands of divers are converging on the Meadowlands Exposition Center here beneath the sea. You can check out all the details, by the way, at beneaththesea.org. It's a who's who of the diving community. And, you know, that's a lot of folks. But what about the celebs? What about the diving celebrities here at Beneath the Sea this weekend? Well, you know, they are out in force because it is such a large diving event. And to kick off that star-studded event is my good buddy. He's an author. He's a dive training specialist for Divers Alert Network. His name is Eric Douglas, and he's with me on Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. The whole star thing I have issues or questions about, but it's early, so we'll let that slide.
Well, you've been in the Dan videos, right?
True. I have been in Dan videos and photographs, and yeah, okay. I'll let it go for now.
Just go with it.
Yeah,
you know, they got free booze for the exhibitor, so that's kind of where that came from. But, you know, Eric's a good friend. He's been on the show many times before, but you're actually working pretty hard this weekend, right? You're launching a new program with Divers Alert Network. What is this, Project Dive Medicine? What is this?
We've got a bunch of stuff going on today. Actually, I have to say what we've already finished to this point, and we're just starting the show. We did a program specifically for public safety divers, talking about trends in dive accidents and that sort of thing to help them make their own diving safer. We also sponsored a technical diving workshop this afternoon. And now the show's just starting, and we're just launching into the show. Tomorrow, one of the things that we're training here and teaching our local instructors and instructor trainers to do, the people who teach Dan classes, is a new program we rolled out called Dive Medicine for Divers. The best way to describe this is the next step when it comes to diving information. It's, if you've taken all the Dan first aid courses, this is a way to, but you're still curious. You still want to know, okay, understand what I should do if a dive accident happens. This is the why. This is the what's behind it, why it's important to me sort of information.
So why we would give oxygen to a potentially injured diver?
Exactly. This kind of explains what's going on in the body, how to help you take a next step beyond that, and really understand what diving does to your body. Not that it's a bad thing, but it still helps you to be a better informed, safer diver when you have more information.
Nice. So it doesn't necessarily, or maybe it does cover things like should you take Sudafed if you're having sinus problems?
Well, not specifically that question, but some of the things that we talk about, for example, and this is part one, there will be three parts to dive medicine for divers, but what we're training right now is part one. And one of the specific topics we talk in there is ear and sinus issues. So we talk about better ways to clear your ears, how to understand the sinuses and exactly what is going on inside your head when you have a blockage or when you're trying to equalize and that sort of thing as you're descending. We talk about, are you fit enough to dive? Physically and medically fit to dive. We talk about topics like, if you've been involved in a dive accident, who takes care of you, the rescuer? Because what happens in a diving emergency, if it's a really serious emergency, you've helped provide care for somebody. Coast Guard comes in, lifts them off the boat, and takes the diver away. And then you're kind of set left without knowing what exactly is going on.
Yeah, well, not just that, and just the mental issues that you have to deal with, whether things went well or if they didn't go so well, that could be a pretty intense situation. So it gives you ways to cope with that type of stress or what?
We don't so much teach you the process. It's what is called a critical incident stress debriefing as part of critical incident stress management. But we don't actually, this program doesn't teach you how to do it as much as just makes you aware that it's necessary to do a critical incident stress debriefing after a dive accident. You as the rescuer, you need to take care of yourself too. And some of those kind of strange reactions and strange feelings are perfectly natural, but things to cope with. It's not uncommon for somebody who's been involved in an accident, well, not say dive accident, but just any accident, providing care, then they have to deal with those emotions and feelings of, I did CPR on somebody and they didn't live. Well, that's the wrong attitude in the first place. If you're doing CPR on somebody, they're dead to begin with. The only thing you can do is make them, possibly bring them back to life. But by the time you're doing CPR on somebody, they're not alive anymore. You can't hurt them. You can't make them any worse. And those are key things that people need to remember and realize as rescuers.
Yeah, just mentally focusing on the positive, not to beat yourself up too much in that regard. So this course, I guess people can get more information at the DAN website?
There's more information on the DAN website. Excuse me. There's more information on the DAN website. If it sounded like I said something else, we'll let that go for the moment.
Wouldn't be the first time.
It wouldn't be the first time.
On this show.
So anyway, there's more information on the website. But the way we work with all of our training programs is we create our training programs, and then we teach our instructors and instructor trainers, who are all independent. You can find them on our website, finding a listing of instructors on our website and the courses they can teach. So you find an instructor in your local area, you go online, read about the course, and then there's a link to find an instructor in your local area who can teach that course to you. Dan, there's only three or four of us in the training department. So we can't go out and teach all these courses to everybody. So we teach the locals, and then they teach your listeners.
And it filters out from there.
Say it again?
It filters out from there, then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, cool. Well, go to the DAN website, learn about the new dive medicine course that they're doing. Or maybe you could catch it, if you're one of those locals, at maybe some of the other dive shows. You'll be doing this in Long Beach or some of the other shows, I would imagine, right?
We will be conducting training actually all over the country. If you actually on our website as well, if you're a DAN instructor or interested in becoming one, we'll also be doing training at regional spots all over the country, which is how we seed new programs out into the market. So my staff goes out and then teaches all the local instructors and instructor trainers to teach those courses.
Yeah, and I am a DAN instructor. I don't have this course certification yet, but who knows? Maybe we'll make that happen.
We're going to have to work on that, and we still have to work on you and your DAN instructor teaching status...
Issues?
Issues, yeah.
There's this whole problem with standards that they have at DAN that, you know me if you listen to this show. But, it is all good. It's all about getting more information and making yourself a safer and more informed diver and sharing those skills with other divers so they can do the same. So and that's what you're doing here at Beneath the Sea, right? That's what you're doing here in Jersey, oh, yeah. Right?
Sorry, the background noise.
There's a lot of people here. This is a good show.
A lot of talking. I'm having trouble hearing over the din. I could have something to do with being a diver and some hearing loss, but we'll let that go for now, too.
I think it was too much heavy metal music back in the early days.
We were partying last night.
Dio! All right! Yes, but it's all good. Well, Eric, it's great seeing you again, buddy. And I'm sure we'll get more news about this course as it progresses throughout the country.
If I can sneak in one more thing that I need to talk about as well.
Yeah, what happened?
The Diving First Aid for Commercial Divers course.
Oh, yeah.
The program that we've created. Dan has this repository of information, this wealth of information. We're trying to get it out into other markets, into other diving. I mentioned earlier the public safety divers, but we also have created a course specifically for commercial divers, people who dive as part of their job, typically hard hat diving, surface applied, whatever, doing maintenance and inspections. So this course involves CPR, first aid, bloodborne pathogens, and then it's also the DAN oxygen, AEDs, and hazardous marine life programs all into one super course with one certification. So those guys, commercial divers, only have to track one certification and one certification date to keep all their divers current and active.
Nice. So it'll make them more informed in their skills, what they're doing. And matter of fact, April 18th, we're going to be at 40 Fathom Grotto there in northeast. Central Florida, and they're doing some stuff with that, I believe, because the Commercial Diving Academy is involved.
If they're not, we're going to work on that.
Cool, and we're going to be broadcasting there, by the way, too, so you mark that on your calendars now, April 18th at 40 Fathom Grotto with Commercial Diving Academy. So yeah, you're taking care of the recreational divers and the commercial divers.
Absolutely.
In one fall swoop.
And the public safety divers as well. We're trying to broaden Dan's horizons as much as anything else to take care of all divers.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. Now are you working through the show, helping out in the booth and doing this course, and then going beyond that, or what? Are you staying up here, or are you going back to Raleigh, North Carolina?
I will be here through Monday morning and then taking off. This will be the only training that we're doing here. But yeah, helping out at the booth as much as I can, and doing some training. And actually, Sunday afternoon, we're even giving a workshop on diving safety as well. Myself and one of our medics are doing a three-hour presentation.
Nice. Well, we're going to talk to several of the DAN folks on today's broadcast here at Beneath the Sea, because they're here. Dr. Van is here. Dan Orr, who's the CEO of Big Cheese. What, is Jeff Myers running around here, too?
He is not coming to the show, actually.
Okay, well, we will have him on a DAN tip. So absolutely. We will get him virtually on today's broadcast. And it'll just be a big DAN family show, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What was that? What'd she say?
That was a drive-by scuba
shout out.
Yeah, shout out.
Okay. There you go. See, you're just walking around. That's how the folks are here in Jersey. Hey, Greg, right here.
They love you, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something like that. But it's all good for sure. And by the way, we got to thank the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism for making today's broadcast possible and making this entire thing available to you. Hey, more coming up from Jersey. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Bob Talbot, marine photographer and filmmaker. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's a guy with a perfect face for radio, and God knows I know what I'm talking about, Greg the Dive Master.
What? Where the hell did that come from? Well, thanks anyway, Bob. I love his work. Look, we are at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. And I've run into Catherine from Dive Training Magazine. She's the editor. She's the big cheese. You do everything at Dive Training. You run that fine, that just first-class operation, right, Catherine? It's all your fault.
I don't know that I'm necessarily running things, but things run me from time to time. I can promise you that.
Yeah, well, she does a lot. She's modest. But trust me, she does a fine job there at Dive Training Magazine. Very fine publication indeed. Now, she also, as we've heard in the past on Scuba Radio, she is an established hand model. That's right. We found this out at a DEMA show many years ago, but you used to what? Like model your hand in commercials?
Yes. Notice the hands. I have hands in front of the microphone here.
Yes, they are impressive.
Hands.
Yes, but you've graduated or you've been promoted from hand model to full what?
Actually, I am going to be guest commentating for the underwaterchannel.tv this weekend at Beneath the Sea, and I'll actually have my face and hands and most of me appearing on camera.
If you thought our hands were hot, oh my God, look out. They're in for a treat. Now, underwater.tv, that's what the website?
Underwater Channel.
The underwaterchannel.tv. Now, Nicholas is the man behind the madness. What is this, Nicholas?
This is a new broadband television channel, which we've just recently launched, and we are free-to-air. It's funded by advertising and sponsorship, and we have seven faces of the channel around the world who are all divers, and we've got, including Sarah Campbell, Britain's current world freediving champ, two people in South Africa, two people in the Far East, two people in the UK, and we've got a monthly magazine program called Splash, and the whole idea is that the channel's been set up for divers and armchair divers, but basically anyone and everyone who's interested in the oceans.
Now, is Catherine your first hand model that you've hired there at the Underwater Channel?
I have to declare that she is.
All right. Well, that's something that you need to mark out. Having that unique little spin, I think, will bring more people to the online video. What, Catherine?
I said, there you go.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. It's good stuff. Now, what about this? So the stuff that you are covering on the different channels are affected by the face of the channel? Like it's they're free diving champions or what?
We have seven different faces, and they produce monthly reports for us. So our freediving girl, Sarah Campbell, is currently in the Bahamas, and she's about to try and break 100 meters free dive at the beginning of April, and she'll be doing a report for us, and that'll be on the channel next month. We're here this weekend to do a special on Beneath the Sea, which will be going out within the next 2 to 3 weeks' time. And that's very exciting for us to be here. It'll be the first time that we've filmed Beneath the Sea.
Nice. Now, is this going to show up on broadcast TV, too, or is this just an online thing for now, at least?
For now, it's purely broadband TV. And so anywhere and everywhere you are in the world with a broadband connection, underwaterchannel.tv, that's where you'll see us.
Now, where have you guys went in the States so far? I mean, obviously, she's going to be in the Bahamas. We're going to be in the Bahamas next week, so maybe we'll sync up there at the Legends of Diving event on Grand Bahama Island. But you're here at Beneath the Sea. This is your first consumer dive show, I'm guessing, or what?
It is. And we were at DEMA last year in Las Vegas. And we put together a two-hour special for that just a few days after we left there. And it went down really, really well with everybody. And we managed to get a lot of very great interviews with people. But for us, the real buzz and excitement of being here is that this is the largest retail show. And we want to pick up on the buzz here with all the members of the public coming in here over the weekend.
Well, if you want to pick up on the buzz, you got to go to Bazooka's after the show closes tonight. But that's a whole nother show. You hear what I'm saying, Nicholas?
Well, it's a whole new film.
Well, exactly. Exactly. No doubt. But Catherine can show you the ropes. I'm sure she has plenty of experience in that. Right, Catherine?
I'm not so certain about that. But at any rate, now we can see the underwaterchannel.tv on scubaradio.com.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. They're filming while we're recording, which is kind of cool. Or scary. Because I have been told I have the face for radio, Nicholas. So, you know, what are you going to do, right?
Well, here you go. You see, you've got a very good face for television as well.
Thank you. Thank you for backing me up there. I think that was a compliment. I'm going to take it as one.
And you've also got a very good selection of mermaids, I understand.
Yes, you like that. That's a very visual kind of thing that we do on Scuba Radio. And the listeners seem to appreciate those the pictures and the videos that we put up at scubaradio.com. God knows they don't want to see me. You know what I mean?
Well, you've got some very good central casting in mind there.
Yeah, it's all about marketing, my friends, for sure. Now, Nicholas, where are you off to from here? What's next?
We're now going to the Sheraton Meadowlands party, and we're going to go and meet some of the faces there at the party, and generally find out who's there and grab some interviews like you are.
There you go. TheUnderwaterChannel.tv. Check it out. More coming up from Jersey. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea. Check it out, beneaththesea.org. Hanging out in the Dan booth after doing my little TV stint. They kicked me out of that whole studio area, as you can imagine, having that face for radio. What are you going to do? And I've stepped back in with my friends at Dan, where I feel more like family. And Dr. Van is with me right now. You might have heard him. I don't know. It's been, what, a couple of years now that we did that tech diving conference there at the HQ in Raleigh, North Carolina. And they've expanded that whole role of the technical diving side of Divers Alert Network quite a bit, right? And you're doing something here in Jersey. Is that right, Dr. Van?
We as a matter of fact, this afternoon, we had a four-hour technical diving conference in which we reviewed the physiology of technical diving as it applies specifically to technical diving. And then Dr. Marv Gozum came in from Philadelphia and talked about the medical problems that can occur if the physiology goes wrong or if there's an operational problem. And then Bernie Chowdhury did an overview of the development of technical wreck diving. And that was followed by Mark Gozum, who talked about the evolution of cave diving. And so we tried to cover a wide range of aspects, from fundamentals to that can affect your health, right on up through the history and the operations. And I think it was very successful. There's a lot of interest. And Dan is really putting a fair amount of emphasis in learning about technical diving, because really, to a large degree, technical diving is to the recreational diving industry as NASCAR is to the automotive industry.
Yeah, the technology ends up filtering down to recreational divers usually, right?
It certainly does. And the thing about it is, we could not do the kind of studies in the laboratory that people are doing on themselves and as natural experiments.
Yeah, I mean, you look at John Chatterton, Richie Kohler, freaks of nature. How do they survive doing what they do? And Dan, like, hooks them up to electrodes and puts them in chambers and things and finds out what makes them tick. And then that works out for us. We got to take a break, but we'll be back with more of this next. From Jersey, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Live from New York,
It's Saturday night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
All right, well, I'm sorry about that, but what are you going to do? Hey, and I am safe. I'm not allowed in New York City on Saturdays now because they film Saturday Night Live, and Daryl has that whole restraining order issue thing. But I'm in Jersey at Beneath the Sea. I'm standing in the Dan booth right now here at this Dive Consumer Show. He is the one that's overseeing the technical side of diving for Divers Alert Network, putting on a big symposium here in Jersey. And we were talking about before the break, Dr. Van, that you're actually talking to the technical divers and learning things from them and then combining that with the research you know to what? Make us all safer divers, whether you're technical or recreational, right?
Well, you might say, why is Dan interested in technical diving? Because it's such a small area, but it's what we can learn from technical diving applies to divers across the board. And so since they're exposing themselves to risks that sometimes in a single dive that you never see in many hundreds of thousands of recreational dives, we learn a lot from that, and we can then apply it. Our focus is right now is on going out and working particularly with rebreather divers, since it's so easy to collect the depth time profile data and get gas mixes from their dive profiles. And we're going out and listening for bubbles with ultrasound and in the blood circulation. We're also looking for bubbles with two-dimensional scanners that to see, are there bubbles in the right side of the heart? Are there bubbles in the left side of the heart? And we're trying to understand the relationship between these bubbles that do occur and the incidence of decompression sickness. And that the best place to do that is where they're diving very deep. We'll go out when we can on some of these deep expeditions, such as the Britannic. And we're going to make an effort to do this, and we're asking that divers, particularly rebreather divers who are diving rather deep, send us their information. And we're interested in the depth time profiles, the oxygen partial pressures, and also any outcomes, any symptoms or signs that occur, or any treatment that's necessary afterwards. So that's very important to try to get across to the folks who are doing this, that it will be very helpful in the long run to diving safety.
Yeah, I would imagine as a researcher, having real-world data like that is just unreplaceable. It's just it really helps you guys out a lot, and that's what you're doing when you're interfacing with these tech divers, right?
That's right, and when you can document it very carefully with depth time profiles that are recorded by a computer, that's worth a great deal. So that's one of our interests. Another thing we're focusing on is an investigation of why divers die, and we spent a lot of time on that. We still have more to do, and what we found is that, not surprisingly, that one of the main problems is running out of air, and then making rapid ascents, which can either lead to drowning or to air embolism. Another problem is entrapment. Divers getting trapped in monofilament fishing line on the bottom, and that causes them to run out of air.
Yeah, those are bad things indeed. You don't want to have it. So plan your dive, dive your plan, and go to diversalertnetwork.org.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. and you should be sucking on a Delta IV by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 78. A diver snagged on a coral reef is said to be, get this,
okay,
hooked on reefer.
What? Ugh, you guys are retarded.
I'm here till Thursday. Try the shrimp scampi. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What are we talking about today, Jeff?
Emergency assistance plans.
Not only a good idea, but a key part to any dive plan.
You said it. No dive preparation can be considered complete without it because, as we all know,
an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
So what is an emergency assistance plan?
An emergency assistance plan is essentially the thinking through of what your actions will be in the event of an emergency.
Because you won't have the time to think about it if the poo actually hits the fan.
Exactly.
Took the words right out of your mouth again, didn't I?
Well, I may not have used those actual words, but the sentiment was right on. An emergency is not the time to start thinking about what your response will be. You need to be prepared to act if you're called to do so.
So what goes into an emergency assistance plan?
At the very least, it should contain emergency contact information and phone numbers, and it should include information specific to the dive site. For any location you're diving, you should know where emergency services are located, how to activate them, what kind of response time is involved, and what, if any, additional assistance you can expect. You need to know where the nearest medical facility is located. If you're unfamiliar with the site, a few well-placed calls prior to your arrival can answer these questions.
What if you're diving a location with an established operation?
Know their procedures. Find out what emergency equipment they have on hand and supplement what's necessary. Ask them what role you may or may not have to play or what site-specific factors you may need to take into consideration.
For example,
is the dive site accessible to emergency vehicles? Are there medical facilities nearby? Are there medically or emergency trained people on staff? That sort of thing. But regardless of what support you're expecting a dive operator to provide, you should still prepare a thorough enough plan that you can be self-sufficient if need be.
What else?
If there's any information that could be important should the injured diver be unable to provide it, such as medical conditions or any medications being taken, it should be included in the plan.
What about the means of calling for help itself?
An excellent point. Make sure you know how you're going to call for help if you need to. We've all become pretty reliant on cell phones these days, but don't assume yours will work on a dive site. Many sites are remote enough that cell signals become unreliable, so either make sure yours will work or find out where the nearest phone is located in case you need it. If you're in an especially remote location, you may want to consider taking a satellite phone along.
What about first aid information? I know I like to have information to reference in case I feel like I'm forgetting something, especially when the adrenaline is running.
That's a great idea. Any emergency assistance plan should include basic first aid information that can serve as a reference for anyone who may have to render assistance.
How about emergency equipment?
A good plan will include a checklist of emergency equipment, along with a notation of whether the equipment is being supplied by the individual diver or the dive site operator.
So, for example, if you're relying on the site operator or dive leader to supply the oxygen unit,
know where it is and ask to see it to confirm that it's in working order.
What else?
Make sure your plan is written down and legible. Having the information doesn't do anyone any good if you can't read it.
What about sharing it?
Absolutely. Even though every diver should create his or her own plan, make sure you share yours with everyone diving with you. Let them know where the plan is located and what it contains. Ask them to share theirs with you, too.
How often do you need to update emergency assistance plans?
Ideally, you'll double-check the information prior to every visit to a particular dive site. But realistically, many of us have sites we dive repeatedly throughout a given season. So in that case, at least once a year. Contact numbers and procedures do change, so don't ever assume that the information you have is current. Make sure it is.
Because when we assume...
We all know what happens when we assume. No need to go there.
I gotta be honest. Emergency assistance plans seem like a lot of work to put together.
They don't have to be. Even just the basics take only a few minutes to gather, and as some information stays the same from site to site, like your personal information and the number to the Dan hotline, many times you need to freshen only those parts of the plan specific to a given site.
You can probably just create a blank one on the computer and fill it in.
Absolutely. And that's a great way to go. That way you know exactly what elements you need to cover, and once you've got a good format ready to go, you're halfway home. You can even find sample emergency assistance plans and training manuals and other dive techs to help you get started.
It sounds easy.
It is easy and well worth the time.
Sounds like a plan. Emergencies are a time of action, so be prepared to take it. Spend a few minutes before you head out to familiarize yourself with where you're going and what you'll do if you run into trouble. A few basic facts can make a lot of difference, so take time to generate an emergency assistance plan as part of your dive preparation. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
You know, in Jersey, at a show like Beneath the Sea, it's always a pleasure to check in with all my friends from Divers Alert Network, which is what we've been doing. But let's move on to some other folks. Michelle from scubaboard.com is with me. She works with Pete and Howard and the whole crew over there on that message board. And you just got back from the Philippines. Is that the deal, Michelle?
Yeah, I did. And it was an amazing experience. Everybody should go. The hard and soft coral diversity is mind-blowing. The Nudibranch, mind-blowing too. The colors, the different aspects of all their diving is... Everybody says, like, you should go macro. So don't believe that.
It doesn't matter. No. You just go, period.
Exactly. Yeah. You just go. And it all works. And I say everybody should go there because it's easy to go to. Most everybody speaks English. And you go to the next block and there's Starbucks.
Oh, really? Okay. So they got Starbucks in the Philippines.
Starbucks on the Philippines. It's like Starbucks every block on the Philippines. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Well, hey, that's a plus as far as I'm concerned. You want to be hyped up and caffeine, injected before you go out on your dive so you don't fall asleep, right? But you won't fall asleep. There's just tons of stuff. How would you compare it to places like we've been on the show with Australia, Fiji? Is it on that kind of caliber, that kind of thing, or is it totally different?
It totally is that caliber, and the aspect of it that it's so easy to get to. The easeability of it to get to it is amazing. And the fact that everybody speaks English, like Australia. I mean, you know.
Yeah, Australia to me was like America, but they just talk funny.
Yeah.
But they have great diving. The people are super friendly. I met a guy who made their own booze. What about in the Philippines? They do that too or no?
Yeah, they have a really good rum.
Yeah.
They have their awesome rum. So, yeah, drink some rum there.
All right, very good. That sounds like it's a place we got to add to our list for sure. See, that's what you do. You find friends. They've been here, been there, and you got new things to add to the list.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry.
Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the live aboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
This is a show that I feel has, it has depth to it.
Has depth to it?
It has, no, no. It has depth. It depth. Has depth and density to
many,
it.
Many, many layers of solid entertainment here.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master in Jersey at Beneath the Sea. BeneathTheSea.org is the website to get all the information you need on the largest consumer dive show in the U.S. It's a who's who of the diving community here exhibiting as well. And Richard Trico from the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, as I said earlier, making today's broadcast possible, is with me. How you doing, Richard?
Hey, I'm doing great, Greg. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. A good show so far from what I'm seeing there, but it's a good sign. Despite the so-called economic downturn, what do you think there, Richard?
It look like we may get a little relief here, a little change of the times, you know. But looked like a lot of people came out tonight to see what kind of specials. Everybody's acting for the specials.
Exactly. The last thing I think people are willing to give up is their diving. And God knows there's plenty of it in the Bahamas. You still running that $200 credit there through Bahamas.com?
The Bahamas.com is still running the $200 credit. If you book between now and next month, end of next month, you will... eligible to get the $200 rebate.
Yeah, use that to make the airfare cheaper or your dive package cheaper or drinks or whatever. You might get a pina colada with an añejo topper, as Richard has been so kind to share with me on one of my last trips to the Bahamas. I'm going back there next week. We're going to celebrate our 12-year anniversary on Grand Bahama Island. That's right. Going to be pretty impressive. The Legends of Diving event. You coming out for that, Richard? Still considering?
I'm coming down for that, and we should have some other people down there. We're hoping to bring Woodrow Wilson from Bahamas here, and just a whole cast of people down, just so they could have an opportunity to get on your show and talk to you live.
Well, it's the Legends of Diving event. You're going to hear all about it here in a couple weeks on the big show, and once again, we will be celebrating our 12-year anniversary in the Bahamas, and I can't think of a better place to do so than right there. Our anniversary date, by the way, April Fool's Day, and we're going to be taping because I have a feeling in between some of the diving festivities there could be a few of those pina coladas with the añejo toppers being consumed, and we'll have to tape just in case. You hear what I'm saying, Richard?
Right. We all going to be there pulling for you, especially on your anniversary.
Yes. Well, yeah, and he's looking at me like, Greg, we've already hired medics and the whole thing.
Yeah,
all right.
You got paramedics set on the side.
Exactly. It's going to be a good time indeed. So, yeah, it's all good. Now, we got another hour from Jersey coming up. Neil Watson is standing by. Captain Slate is wandering the aisles here of this show. You're going to hear from them and lots, lots more. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.